something due any day. I will know right away, soon as it shows. It may come cannonballing down through the sky, gleaming its eye bright as a rose. Who knows? It's only just out of reach, down the block on a beach, under a tree. I got a feeling there's a miracle due, gonna come through, coming to me. Could it be? Yes, it could. Something's coming, something good. If I can wait, something's coming. I don't know what it is, but it is gonna be great. With a click, with a shock, phone'll jingle, door'll knock. Open the latch, something's coming, don't know when, but it's soon. Catch the moon, one-handed catch. Around the corner, or whistling down the river. Come on, deliver to me. Just by holding still, it'll be there. Come on, something, come on in. Don't be shy, meet a guy, pull up a chair. The air is humming, and something great is coming. Who knows? It's only just out of reach, down the block on a beach. Maybe tonight, maybe tonight, maybe tonight.
Advent. Our congregation is named for this season. The word means something's coming. So living into our namesake has given this congregation, Advent Church, a sense of anticipation and adventure. A readiness to always be part of something new, something just around the corner, down the street. We embrace our mission lightly, always prepared for the unknown, for the new person with a new idea. We're always alert for God's call, calling us to something new. Maybe tonight. To be alert and ready takes intentionality. We can discover what that means by learning from the habits of those who have to be alert all the time. Parents of babies and toddlers. Always alert for those changes in body function or a movement toward danger. They're headed toward the light socket. And even before that, parents-to-be are alert as the day draws near for those signs of labor. And the military and first responders, always making sure that someone is awake and alert for the warning signs and the alarms. Travelers, a lot of them this season, travelers are always alert for the announcement of gate changes or those announcements of the next stop so they won't sleep through it and miss their getting off where they're supposed to. All of us being prepared and alert for plans to break down, being ready to change to plan B or plan C. But alertness, to be sustained, has to be measured and controlled. Unregulated alertness can become PTSD and do more harm than good. So we have this season of Advent to keep us from panicking about end times, over an apocalypse of the coming of God into our lives and world and what that might bring, a chance to regulate are waiting. Today, we're decorating our building to get it ready for the celebration of the coming of God into recorded history. And we have our to-do list, our checklist of things that have to be put up and managed and taken care of, getting ready for the celebration, to regulate and order our preparation. And you've probably at home got your own to-do list to get ready for Christmas, trying to prepare, but knowing that things might change and things might go wrong and you might have to be alert and ready for a change. And that Christmas, no matter what, is going to be an adventure. A lot like this Gospel of Mark that we read. You can read it through, by the way, in about 2 hours, and I invite you to do that. You might notice, if you do that, that every time the scene changes, Mark begins with immediately. Because these, he starts out by saying, are the adventures of Jesus of Nazareth, Son of God. But the passage we read today starts away after that. Jesus is proclaiming cosmic events that sound like very bad news. And if you think about it, those events have always been with us. Mark isn't pointing to some future apocalypse, a word that means revealing. He's pointing to a present one of Christ's impending death and resurrection that he's about to tell us in his story. And it's going to change absolutely everything. At this point in Mark's story, Jesus has arrived in Jerusalem and the apocalypse is about to happen. For once, Jesus suffers and dies, which, as I say, Mark says tells right after this passage, and all the world and empire and death have to throw at him, happens, and then he's raised to new life. Nothing will ever be the same again, including our present lives and situations, and that's the good news. The time to prepare for the difference that Jesus makes is always in the present. We are being called to prepare for the advent of the Son of God now. Because ready or not, God comes to us every day. Ready or not, just as we are. Not as the people we're trying to be. Not as the people that we've promised to be, like on our last New Year's resolutions, remember back a year ago? Not as the people we'd like so badly to be, but comes to us as the people that we are. The families that we are. The congregations that we are. The communities that we are, the nation and world that we are. Is there room for improvement in all these areas? Of course. But who we are just now, however imperfect, is what God loves. And because we're loved and accepted by God, we have the freedom to try changing things, knowing that if we get it wrong, we're forgiven, and that God is pleased that we have had the faith and courage to try and live the kingdom values. We have much to celebrate in the positive changes that you individually and we together have made in the lives of others in this past year. Just this week, I have received on behalf of you all 3 thank you notes from people in the community who appreciate the ministries that you provide here. Be encouraged to continue that stepping out in faith to become the people that God has called you to be, whether or not in church or family or community. And the season of Advent calls you to be alert to seeing those opportunities when they come up. We live in a world where technology has taken over so many tasks that demand our attention that it's really easy to drift into an inattentive state. Personally, my plan is to have a self-driving car so that I can just drift inattentively through traffic to my destination. So I need the constant reminder, because I'm that way about most things, I need the constant reminder to stay alert, not just for the opportunities, but for orientations and understanding that are so new that I don't even have a term to describe it. Like, when they first came out, we didn't have terms for the radio. We called it the wireless, or the horseless carriage, or the paperless society, and now driverless, or cashless. All these things that are so new that we don't know what to expect from them, don't even know how they're going to end up looking, and what changes they're going to make in the way we do. We can't even envision it. Jesus calls us to have that attitude of expectation and preparation for the unknown and readiness to view a brand new thing that's happening. Calls us to have that attitude in our lives right now. He warns us not to sleep through the signs of God's presence that are right here in front of you, if you're awake and alert to see them. People are always looking for hidden spiritual meanings and messages from God, and always trying to calculate when that end of time will come. And Jesus says, it's not hidden. It's right in front of you like the leaves on the tree. Just look, no special glasses required. See Jesus coming with God's love into the world today, coming for the world today, and rejoice that you're seeing it. Yes, see it in the good and the great, in the lights and the trees and the music. But don't forget to also see it in the cross and the manger. The good news Jesus came to bring is that God is also coming to us in suffering, injustice, humility, weakness, in the vulnerable and the needy. And don't be discouraged when you question the presence of God in those things. How can God let this happen? We'd like to have each day be all about the great and the good and the heroes and everyone have happy endings. We all will be likely tempted at points in this season to fantasize about those happy endings and use various idealized portraits of family or church or Christmas morning as the standard by which to judge our actual families and congregations and Christmas celebrations. These comparisons are often the root of much of the depression that's associated with the holidays, the sadness and guilt and anxiety that come with feeling that you failed to be perfect and you haven't lived up to your own or what you think others' expectations are, that you haven't done enough or given enough. And you may think that you have failed God and everyone else. So hear again this Advent what Jesus is revealing about these idealized fantasies. Mark's apocalypse says that it's all beyond your control to create the perfect. He's pulling back the curtain of false hopes and realities in order to reveal God's commitment to enter into and redeem our lives and the world just as they are. Because Jesus came to remind us that God loves us just as we are, accepts us as we are, redeems us as we are. Yes, we have room for improvement. And yet, at the exact same time, we are enough, totally and completely enough, and deserve love and respect now, as do all those around us. God is here now. For us, in them, and for that we can say, thanks be to God.